For those that don't know me, my name is Scott Sirzan. I have four children that are all married. My oldest daughter is Angie. She's Angie O'Toole. Some of you guys might know the O'Tooles. They have six kids, so that's where we got introduced to this whole grandpa stuff. Papa is what they call me, but I guess, and then my other kids are married, no kids. However, I've got two that are pregnant, so they're started later. They're in their mid-30s and just starting, so we're blessed because Angie and Joe, they go to church here, and so the grandkids are in Ankeny, and they're close to us, and so we see them a lot, so we're blessed in that situation. Plus, they're a Christian family, and so it really helps. So I've got some notes. My plan, just to let you guys know, is I'm gonna talk a little bit about what the Bible says about grandparenting, some practical things that I've learned. But really, most of this, I hope we just have an open discussion of things that work well for you guys that are grandparents, and things that are difficult. You know, already we kind of talked a little bit about, you know, kids that aren't Christians and how do we grandparent those and that type of thing. I don't have all the answers, but maybe as a group we can learn from one another. So let's just start off. Let me just give this time to the Lord. God, thank you for each one of these men. I pray that you would teach us all something here today, that we would be able to disciple, have opportunities with our grandchildren, that we could be used of you in their lives. So we ask you to use us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I'm going to just start off. Proverbs 17:6. Is a great verse. Grandchildren are the crown of the elderly, and the pride of children is their fathers. So, let's raise a hand. Who here has grandchildren? Okay, so most of you guys. When I started this whole, when my daughter was pregnant, I honestly didn't really... I had older friends that said, this is the greatest thing in the world. And I'm like, oh, come on. That's crazy. and then when my daughter was pregnant, I was like, I told my wife, I said, I don't know if I'm ready to be like a grandpa. That makes me feel old, you know. And she's pretty much compassionately said, well, just get over it. So she was excited, and I was a little hesitant, to be honest. But it has, in turn, turned out to be a very crown and a very, very exciting thing in my life. Titus 2:2 says, older men are to be self-controlled, worthy of respect, sensible, sound in faith, love, and endurance. And that is, that word endurance stuck out at me when I read that verse. I thought, whoa, it takes endurance. To grandparent well. Currently, I am on day 9 of a 10-day stay of our grandkids with my wife and I while our kids are in Mexico. And so I'm feeling the lack of endurance right now, to tell you the truth. We pass them off after church tomorrow, but we've had 5 grandkids for 9 days so far. So, and it's been wonderful, but it's taxing, to say the least. So what's interesting about Titus 2:2, I think, is that it focuses on our conduct and our character. So I think, I don't know, my parents were good grandparents to my kids. I grew up in a Catholic home, super nice people, and they had relationship, but not, I don't know, it just wasn't that deep. It wasn't like they really knew my kids. They really didn't have the spiritual component that that is so important, I think, that us as Christians want to impart to our grandkids. So, so first, I guess my thought is let's look inward and make sure that our lives are worthy of repeating and trying to share with our offspring and our grandkids. So, I have some friends that, and I'm curious to see if you guys have any of that or personally have experienced any of this. I've got friends that have grandkids, and they don't have permission to actually see their grandkids because there's been like an estrangement or some negative experience that has caused some kind of rift with one of their children or one of their children's spouses or something that has greatly limited. We have some really good friends from years ago, Christian, super sweet people, and somehow their son got offended and they have not seen they saw their grandkids for the first time in 5 years for 15 minutes. And so sad. I was never that aware of this kind of crazy stuff, but I'll tell you what, I've been exposed to a lot of it. That's one thing I kind of wanted to touch on is develop a good relationship with the parents. I mean, they're the gatekeepers for the grandkids. And I think we overlook that. This is great, Justin, for you. You're starting out. Your daughter's getting married. Is that right? It's, I think, really important that that we build solid relationships with our kids, our married kids, and their spouses. Don't take it for granted, because I've just seen a lot of those things go south. I think the important thing, well, I guess I'll stick with my notes here. So it starts with a mindset of practically serving the parents. So I had read something recently that talked about how when you're raising your kids and then they're becoming adults, you know, you're treating them a little different, and then they get married. We as parents have to realize they're a family unit. We are not their authority anymore. You know, we had our time. And when they get married, whether you had a daughter or a son, when they get married, they are a family unit. And now we have a total different role. We have like a reversal role. We go from provision to the leader, and now we're the servant. And I really think a servant attitude is so critical to develop with our adult children when they're married. So Philippians 2 verse 3 says, you know, do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves. I just have seen in those situations, my wife honestly was way better at making that transition than I was. Cause you know, you're the dad, you're kind of the authority. You want to kind of like have your input and all that. And, she really helped me kind of realize that's not my role. You know, I have a lot of scars on my tongue from biting it because, you know, saw my daughter get married. You know, you guys know a lot of, you know, Joe O'Toole. He's a great guy, but you know, he's still a knucklehead son-in-law to me. So as I see my kids, you know, when they're, we kind of have the philosophy, Carol and I do, and I think it's been good, is that we do not give advice unless asked. And what's interesting is they don't ask very often. I do think they miss a lot of opportunity to get some probably good advice, but I've just seen people inject their advice into their adult children that are married, and it can go south. You know, it's just not our place as the parents. Once they're married, they have their own family unit, and we have to be really careful not to offend, because The result is they're the gatekeepers. And if we do offend, we lose relationship with them and we lose relationship to build into our grandkids. So chapter 10, verse 45 said, "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." So I think that whole, what I wanted to instill in you guys is that I hope, think about being a servant to your children so that you can then have better relationship with your grandchildren. Now that your child is married in a separate family unit, even before you have kids, spend time helping them, serving them with practical things. You know, I'm a project guy, so I kind of offer my kids, hey, if you need something done around the house, I'll be glad to do it. You know, just in however ways you serve, if you visit so I know we're not talking about grandkids yet, we're talking about trying to get to the grandkids, right? So I would just suggest, like, if you visit your married kids, that when you go, if they're out of town, my son lives in Chicago, and they don't have kids yet. But when we go there, I don't know if you guys have had family visit you when you were early married, it's kind of it's a hassle to have mom and dad come stay for a few days. Generally speaking, it breaks your routine. You know, it's, you have to sometimes give up your bedroom or whatever. And so my thought is that we make it a blessing to them. If we visit them or if we spend time with them to bless them so that when we leave, they think, well, that was really nice having your parents here. They were a help. They were a blessing to us. We actually had a little time to think when they were here instead of, oh man, your parents were here all weekend and now I'm so far behind. I haven't, you know, the dishes, you know, my wife, first thing she does is, even to this day, if she's visiting one of our kids, you know, and there's some downtime, she's in the kitchen cleaning the dishes for them. And she's just she's a way better example than I am on that. But just be a blessing to your kids and concentrate on building that first so that when you build good relationships with them, then they will grant you way more access to your grandkids. So we've been blessed with Angie and Job, and, you know, we've been practicing that kind of servant attitude with them. And they love to dish off the kids because it's a way, I mean, they're in Mexico right now for 10 days and said, hey, mom, dad, can you take care of 5 of the kids? And you know, at first we're like, 10 days? But I'll tell you, we've had so many special, special times. So, but again, they're a Christian family. They give us pretty much full access, and so it's a beautiful thing. But not every situation is a beautiful thing. I want to just emphasize how important it is to build that relationship with the parents first, so that you then have the trust and access for the kids. But once you have that, then it kind of gets into the discipleship aspect. How do you build those relationships? So I've got 4 verses I'd like to first read before we talk about it, because it does help in what we talk about. Psalm 71, verse 18 says, "Even while I am old and gray, God will not abandon me while I proclaim your power to another generation and your strength to all who are to come." So, you know, passing on what God's doing in your life, I think is what what has God done powerfully in your life? We need to pass that on. Psalms 145:4 says, "One generation will declare your works to the next and will again proclaim your mighty works." So, common theme there. Deuteronomy 4
verse 9, only be on your guard and diligently watch yourselves so that you don't forget the things your eyes have seen, and so that you don't slip, it doesn't slip from your mind as long as you live. Teach them to your children and your grandchildren. That verse is a little interesting because, you know, the older we get, we can forget some things. So I think the key there is that we repeat what God's doing in our life, and we just really share, especially when the kids get a little older and can really understand, that we really share our lives with them, especially spiritual. Psalm 78:4 says, we will not hide them from their children, but will tell a future generation the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, His might, and His wonderful works He has performed. All of those have just the same theme there, is that we need to tell our grandchildren and our kids what God's has done in our life. And not just like one time, oh, I shared my testimony with my grandkid when he was 4. You know, I think it just needs to be a common thing, is that we share. Couple of examples. When the kids are young, you know, you just love on them, right? So, because you can't have those discussions, but you just show unconditional love. I'm thinking you show interest. I even wrote down in here, I said, you know, like we have 5 granddaughters, 1 grandson. So when they're at our house, there's a lot of Barbies out. Well, you know, when they were little, what else do? You get down there and play a little Barbies. Now, I did pick Ken. I didn't go for the Barbie, so I would encourage you guys to pick Ken. but you get on their level, you know, wherever that is, and just start building a love relationship that really gets on their level. And that's, granddads are probably harder at that. I mean, I think the women just gravitate to that kind of interaction with the young ones. I had to work at it. You know, I had to like, oh yeah, if I'm gonna relate, I've gotta get down there or push them in the stroller or stuff that honestly wasn't very natural for me to do. Now, when the kids got older and could kind of like communicate more, then it was easier for me to build relationships with them. My grandson, he likes to fish, and so we do a little fishing. I bought him a bow, you know, and so we're practicing how to shoot a bow and that type of thing. So, but again, it's kind of like put yourself in their shoes and try to interact with them on their level. If they don't like baseball, then they probably don't want to play catch. I love playing catch. They might like playing soccer. To this day, I do not know one rule of soccer. You know, I didn't grow up. Soccer was a weird European thing, you know. But if it's soccer that they like, play soccer with them. Just try to engage on their level is, I guess, what I'm saying. And then as like, I've got a 13-year-old and a 12 and then down to 1. But those, you know, those like 10 to 13 range, they're very inquisitive. And so I've shared my testimony that, you know, that I did a lot of bad things before I was a Christian. And now they can understand that. And so they're like, well, Papa, like, you know, who did you date before Grandma? You know, they're wanting to know life, but they are old enough to know that it is before Christ. So I'm always clear, you know, hey, Papa ran from the cops on the motorcycle, but that was before I knew Jesus, you know? So, and so again, it's sharing your life and then sharing your testimony and sharing even to this day, God's been doing stuff in my heart recently about even learning to worship God more. And so I share that with them. You know, I've got
worship songs. And then when they're in my car, I mean, oh, Bobby, you're going to have to listen to him again, you know. And but again, it's just relating my life to theirs, especially as they get older. When they're younger, you just kind of got to engage them on whatever level that you can love them. All right, guys. Well, I'll close this in prayer and then we'll move on. Lord, thank you for each and every one of these guys here. I pray that you would bless their families through them. And I pray for the difficult, crazy situations that we have to navigate through. Pray that you would give wisdom of how to do that. And then as we just have any contact, Lord, with grandchildren, whether it's little or long, I just pray that they would grow up only thinking, wow, my grandpa, all I remember is that guy loved me so much. And so I just pray that we would show the love of Christ to our grandkids. In Jesus' name, amen.